This is the Briznet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Dave Friedman.
We would love to hear from you tonight. 888-966-4776. 888-966-4776. In for Bobby Newman, Dave Friedman along with you. Glad you are listening, but be a part of the show. Last weekend, Breeders' Cup prep races from around the country, and we saw Taba impressively win the Pennsylvania Derby and Echo Zulu take the Dogwood. But what about this weekend? Life is Good. Is he unbeatable? 1-9 on the morning line in the Woodward. Can anyone touch Life is Good? Are you singling? Are you staying away? Do you think there could be an upset? What about in the Grade 1 Champagne in New York? Gulfport, Verifying, and others as they try to establish themselves as the top two-year-old. At Churchill Downs, we have the ACAC featuring Speaker's Corner and the Lucas Classic with Art Collector and Happy Saver and Hot Rod Charlie. And oh, by the way, the Kentucky Derby winner, Rich Strike. Could Rich Strike be a horse that beats three-year-olds, the best three-year-olds at the Kentucky Derby at a big price, come back at a big price and beat older horses at Churchill Downs? And out at Santa Anita, five graded stakes on Saturday, including the Awesome Again, as Bob Baffert looks to win the race for an eighth time, and he has four horses there. Hope you will give us your opinions, your thoughts, 888-966-4776, 888-966-4776. Bobby Newman will be back tomorrow. Betting with Bobby, presented by Caesars Sportsbook, from 4 to 6. He'll have trainer Horacio De Paz, who's got a couple of horses in those stakes races at Aqueduct. Be Your Best in the Grade 2 Miss Grillo Stakes and Noble Emotion in the Grade 3 Belmont Turf on Saturday. And Tom Quigley will join Bobby tomorrow as well. He's a VIP player connoisseur and a seminar host at Santa Anita. He'll go through all of those big races out in Southern California coming up tomorrow on Betting with Bobby between 4 and 6. Bobby and I will be around tomorrow from 6 until 7. It's the weekend stakes preview. We're going to go through 13 stakes, primarily the New York stakes and the Kentucky stakes and the stakes out in California. There's so many graded stakes this weekend, we don't have time to get all of them in. There are three graded stakes at Santa Anita on Sunday, plus a Breeders' Cup win, and you're in the Speakeasy Stakes. They also have the Zenyatta, the Tokyo City Cup, and the Chillingworth, and then three graded stakes at Aqueduct Sunday, including the Breeders' Cup win and you're in Grade 1 Frisette and the Grade 2 Pilgrim, plus the Wyeth Stakes. So there is unbelievable racing this weekend. I'd be curious, what race are you looking forward to the most? Are you looking forward to seeing a horse? Could it be Life is Good? Is there a horse this weekend that you've been waiting to bet on? Is there a horse that you want to get action in on? They're running this weekend. You think they might be a good price? 888-966-4776. 888-966-HRRN to be a part of the Briznet.com call-in show. What are you going to play this weekend? Are you looking at playing a single card? Which one do you prefer? Are you looking at playing a certain horse? Why are you looking at playing a certain horse? And what about last weekend? Did you have Rattle and Roll in the Oklahoma Derby? Did you have Society in the Cotillion at Parks? What about the effort of Taba in the Pennsylvania Derby? If Taba goes in the Breeders' Cup Classic, goes up against potentially Flightline, Life is Good, Epicenter, where does Taba play into that? Those two unbelievable races leading up to the Kentucky Derby and then the Flat Derby out of the hands of Bob Baffert for a while, then came back to Baffert and was scintillating in the Pennsylvania Derby. Of course, the level of competition would step up dramatically in the Breeders' Cup Classic for Taba. James Scully from Brisnet and Twin Spires is with us. James, let's start with Taba. What did you make of that effort on Saturday?
I thought it was impressive. You know, I mean, it looked like Zandon was going to make a run up the inside to challenge, turn it for home. And Taba just, I thought, had another gear. And he was, you know, kept well off the rail throughout the stretch by Mike Smith. So, yeah, I thought the race, you know, was fast. And he got a big Brisnet speed rating from us, a 113. So, I mean, it sets him up, you know. The Breeders' Cup Classic is still going to be a little bit of a different ball game, and you know, he's still real lightly raced, but you know, I'd certainly think, you know, even if it doesn't work out for him in that race, or even if he runs like, you know, hits the board or something like that, he looks poised for a terrific 4-year-old campaign. I mean, he could be really, really good next year.
We've got your colleague Benny Southstreet on. Tell us a little bit about what he's doing in the partnership with Brisnet.
Yes, we're putting Brisnet has ultimate PPs, ultimate Brisnet PPs by the Trip Note Pros. So we are teaming up with Benny and his team at the Trip Note Pros to provide trip notes for the past performances for Churchill Downs this Saturday and for Santa Anita this Saturday, just giving comments on that, as well as like highlighting like different running lines and either trouble or areas of interest to spotlight like positive or negative things for each horse.
Hey, Benny, thanks so much for joining us. Give the fans an idea of how your trip notes will help their handicapping.
Well, to start, yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. But, to start, you know, trip handicapping is it's a labor of love. You've really got to be willing to invest the time and prepare, and that's what we do. We just sit in the replay booth all day, and we scour the replays looking for potential upgrades and downgrades. You know, we're firm believers that trip handicapping is kind of the last lost element that doesn't really show up on the tote board. It seems like everything else is baked into the price, whether it be speed figures or pace analysis, you know, computer arbitrage players. Everyone's got a stake in the game that, and they've kind of made a claim. And trip handicapping oftentimes is the one real piece of value that goes untapped.
Yeah, I think that's an incredible point. It's funny. I believe it was Kentucky Derby Day. I had a winner, probably my best winner of the weekend, in New Year's Eve, when New Year's Eve won at 15-1, beating McCulloch and Dolce Zell, and it was completely trip. It was having seen the previous race was just an utter disaster, and I thought that you would see significant improvement, and you did. So for a fan that is getting your product, what exactly are they seeing? What are you highlighting? What are you pointing out?
Well, as it pertains to Brisnet, what we do is we inject our trip notes into the comment section of the past performance line, and we use color to kind of help people skim along quickly. So any potential upgrades are in green. You just hover your mouse above that comment section, and the note will pop up. Anything that's kind of neutral, you know, a more vanilla trip shows up as yellow. And then potential downgrades where you have horses that had just had beautiful trips, we list those as red. You know, it's kind of like, hey, you know, be careful with this guy. He might be a little bit overbet. That way people can potentially fade those. And in combination with the trips, we actually have Clocker Brandon from Churchill that does all the work for us. So he's got, you know, several workouts on Saturday coming up that are coded similarly with color, green ones being upgrades, red ones being potential downgrades in the morning. So it's a pretty useful tool. We're actually, and for anybody that maybe does, it's free with, I'm not sure the mechanism of how it works with Twin Spires, but when you bet with Twin Spires, you do get the entire card for free, as well as a free sample what the work looks like. It'll be one race. I'm not sure which race will be highlighted for Saturday, but there will be one free highlight race. And then actually sponsored by the Breeders' Cup, compliments of them. We'll be giving our entire cards away Friday and Saturday at Keeneland for free. So you'll be able to look at it that way as well.
I'm curious if our fans use trip handicapping, what results they found from it, and maybe what they try to get out of this product. What specifically are you looking for? 888-966-4776, 888-966-4776 to be a part of the BrisNet.com call-in show. James, when you look at trip handicapping, what are you looking for?
Well, to me, like, one element that might be missing that Benny and his team is covering is, like, hey, I'm, like looking at a stakes race for this Saturday at Santa Anita, and I'm looking at a horse, and I'm looking at their last effort, and I want to go back and watch it because I didn't see it live that day. And I watched that trip, and I could see how that horse performed. But I don't know whether perhaps the inside was good or not good. You know, that there were certain days at Saratoga where the inside was terrible. And if you're not aware of that, even if you're watching a race replay, you know, just to see, you know, how a horse actually performed in that race with your own eyes, you might not be aware of, like, you know, information like that, that to me would be a benefit with the Trip Note Pros.
Benny, I don't know if you're at liberty to do so, but can you tell us a horse or two that maybe you've highlighted for this weekend, someone that you think could run better or worse because of a recent trip?
Yeah, of course. And as it pertains to biases, we do track biases, and those are also in the BrisNet form. So if you hover your mouse above the day, if we believe there was a bias, we'll list that in there as well. But moving ahead to Saturday, we do have a couple notes, interestingly, in the same race. And I'd encourage anybody to just get in there and look at both of these, and you can see if you agree with what we wrote or if you disagree. But both Record Point, number 6, and Desert Wolf, number 8, both had miserable trips in their last outing. I think Record Point is going to show more value on the tote board just because it's not a Todd Pletcher, as is Desert Wolf. But Record Point was forwardly placed in that race, was being urged when the turn came around, for whatever reason, became totally disinterested in the turn, lost all kinds of ground, and literally, Raylu basically gave up. He was calling it for another day. The horse got involved on his own again, rider reengaged, lugged in pretty much throughout the stretch and gained while lugging in, and then galloped out in front. So we do a lot of work with gallop outs. Gallop outs are one part of a running line that I think go overlooked, because you have to know how to handicap the gallop out, and a lot of people don't. All they're looking for is, you know, if he galloped out in front or not, which is kind of like 10% of the gallop out. But this one did show good energy and strong body language leaving the pack through the clubhouse turn, so that one will be some good value. And then Desert Wolf was just completely whacked at the start. Obvious trouble, lost probably 3+ lengths at the start. Circled the field while wide, was being steered out in the middle of the track. May have even got there at the wire, had this horse broken clean and gets more ground. So I'd be surprised if one of those two didn't win in the first leg of the Pick 5 on Saturday.
And that's at Churchill Downs.
Yes, it is. Yep.
And that's race number
7.
I believe it's 7. It's the first leg of the Pick 5 sequence.
Right, so obviously that's a big race, because part of that same sequence are the two major stakes races, the Lucas Classic and the ACK, two horses to keep a pretty close look in. Let's take a timeout on our BrisNet.com call-in show. We'll come back and talk more about what's coming up this weekend, maybe a little bit about some of the horses we've seen over the last week or two as we prepare for the Breeders' Cup. Your number to call in, 888-966-4776, 888-966-4776. More conversation with James Scully and with Benny Southstreet coming up on HRRN.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? then BrisNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrisNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrisNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrisNet.com/APR. The BrisNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrisNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrisNet is the handicapper's edge.
Join us at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races on Saturday, October 8th, for the 36th Annual West Virginia Breeders' Classics. It's the premier night of racing for West Virginia Breds on the Charlestown calendar and features this year's Charlestown Classic runner-up, Wadeeb. He'll look to join the likes of the great Russell Road as a repeat winner of the Sam Huff West Virginia Breeders' Classic. The card features 10 stakes races worth a total of $1 million. It's the 36th Annual West Virginia Breeders' Classics on Saturday, October 8th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free past performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front, and nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
Hi, my name is Alan Garcia.
My name is Paco Lopez.
This is Jose Lescano.
This is jockey Emma Jane Wilson, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
We're back on our BrisNet.com call-in show. Dave Friedman along with you. James Scully, as he always is here as well. And we're joined by Benny Southstreet, who runs the Trip Notes Pro. They are partnering with BrisNet. You can get some of their product for free with a BrisNet subscription, and you can learn about trip handicapping and hopefully get some extra nuggets that aid your betting and your handicapping. Would love to hear from you. 888-966-4776. 888-966-4776. Want to ask both of you guys, from last weekend, what did you see that stood out? James, from a handicapping standpoint, looking towards the Breeders' Cup, is there one or two horses that did something last weekend, good or bad, that you'll kind of file away? And from a trip handicapping standpoint, Benny, is there a horse that maybe we need to keep in mind that ran last week, perhaps didn't perform as well as one would hope, but has a legitimate excuse? James, is there one or two horses that did something last weekend that got your attention?
Yes, I mean, definitely Echo Zulu, you know, unraced since a fourth in the Kentucky Oaks in early May, cutting back to 7 furlongs in the Dogwood and just crushing them wire to wire like she did. You know, she's going to add speed to the Breeders' Cup Filly Amare Sprint and, you know, to me becomes a player in there, you know, on the front end. So that'd be one that I would bring up, you know, right away from last weekend.
What about you, Benny? Did you see something last week that maybe the rest of us missed?
You know, I didn't follow Churchill, if I'm being completely honest. I tracked the biases, but I didn't go through all the replay work. You know, we're looking for, like, really subtle stuff most of the time. That's the stuff that holds the real value. So from a trip perspective, I'm not quite there yet, but we will be soon. I apologize for not being prepared.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's interesting, though. You're saying that you're looking for the little things because everybody can see the big things. Is that the idea?
That's it. I mean, we take it kind of to a whole nother level. Jockey intent is real big for us. You can tell when riders are riding well, the good ones. A lot of people say, oh, he wasn't trying. I can pretty much dumb it down for you what all these guys' skill sets are and how they ride, and they have their own tendencies as well. To give you an example, guys like Irad, Pratt, Paco Lopez is good at it, Manny Franco. They have a very, even Juan Hernandez out here on the West Coast, they have a very pronounced gait with their own legs. They do what I call is riding light. They like remove their weight right as the horse is hitting the ground, and you can tell when they're asking. They get that rocking motion back and forth. They're pretty easy to read, those guys. But there are a whole slew of like the mid-range guys that are a little bit more difficult to read. But when you're trip handicapping, it's really important to know those guys, what their tendencies are, and what they're trying to do, because their intentions on the racetrack could mean everything to a certain kind of trip.
Give us a call, 888-966-4776, 888-966-4776, to participate in the Brisnet Call-In Show. There's a horse that Irad Ortiz is riding on Saturday at Aqueduct. I want to ask both of you about it. It's the Miss Grillo Stakes, race number 8, $200,000 race. And this is a race that I'm rather interested in. It is two-year-old fillies. And Irad Ortiz is riding number 3, Pleasant Passage, for Shug McGahee. Went off at 16-1 first time out at Saratoga and was the upset winner. Now, nobody's come out of that race to do a whole lot, and the fig is not enormous. But this is a race where it appears to me Irad Ortiz could have ridden several other horses, but has elected to ride Pleasant Passage. We know that he has a relationship with many of the trainers in here. He rode number 4, Alluring Angel, twice for Jorge Abreu. He's not on that horse today, even though Alluring Angel is 9-2 and Pleasant Passage is 8-1. It's interesting to me that that's the horse Irad winds up on. James, did you have an opinion on the Miss Grillo?
Well, I got to say, I've been really impressed by the favorite in there, Be Your Best. I think, most of these years you're looking for, come at Saratoga and coming out of Saratoga. Chad Brown has like some, not really nice 2-year-old fillies that look like, they'll be Breeders' Cup juvenile turf fillies contenders. But I just think Be Your Best. That's the best 2-year-old turf filly I've seen in the U.S. this year. I thought she was outstanding in the PG Johnson. That's a fair point about like the competition they beat in those races. Because another race that I think is a little bit of an example of that is in the Champagne with Verifying. I was at, the Travers on Travers Day when that horse, Justify, $775,000 half brother to Midnight Bisou, debuted on that race on that Travers Day undercard. And that maiden race has produced champions, Uncle Mo, Good Magic, a lot of other grade one winners. It's a real prominent race. And I thought Verifying was awesome that day, but Trackmate really made him work. And then he came back and ran poorly in a maiden special way to Churchill Downs, on a Wednesday. So that always makes you question a little bit to me, the quality of that performance. But the number came back strong on it. The time was strong. And I thought Verifying went in by about 2 lengths. Is only going to improve upon that race. So, I'm inclined, with your first question, I just think, I think those horses are trying to beat the favorite, and I'm either right or wrong about you be your best, but that's one spot where I'm thinking, obviously with Life is Good as well in the Woodward, I'll be trying to, try to beat some favorites on Saturday, but in some races you just have to take it what the race gives you, I think, Dave.
Yeah, it's interesting. Irad is on an 8-1 shot in the filly race, the 2-year-old filly race, the Miss Grillo, and 5-1 on the morning line on Top Recruit in that Champagne that you mentioned. I'm curious from a trip standpoint, Benny, in either of those races, the Miss Grillo or the Champagne, are there any notes that you have? Number 2, Free Look, in the Miss Grillo, the form notes struggled out of the gate in both of his races, or both of her races.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult for me on the fly to pull up horse by horse.
Sure.
I did actually watch the replay of Pleasant Passage while you guys were speaking. Pleasant Passage had a perfect trip up the rail, but what goes kind of unnoticed is the gallop out. And what I was just talking about is she's just got an impeccable gait on the gallop out. You know, you can kind of equate it to kind of working out. So I used to work out a lot. I don't so much anymore. But at the end of your workout, you're struggling, right? Your form changes, whatever you might be doing, whether it's you're working out your legs or arms or whatever. But your gait changes. Her gait is really impeccable in the gallop out. Her ears are forward, and she's just cruising and kind of fleeing the pack on the gallop out. So she looked impressive to me on debut. She's probably got some upside with, you know, Suge's not noted for, you know, cranking these things up first time out. So I would expect her to move up, even though she did have a perfect trip on debut.
James, do you look at the gallop out?
I try not to put too much stock into it, Dave. I mean, I definitely see it sometimes. And, you know, I'm paying, you know, pretty close attention to a lot of these stakes horses and watching the replays. But that's a fair point about Suge that Benny made there about him with first-time starters. Because sometimes, you know, I've seen these, you know, I remember when he had Storm Flag Flying back in the day. She won her debut like that. And really, I thought was powerful late, one going away and galloped out great and then just carried her form forward. So sometimes when he does get those horses, they just win on their own doing and can really move forward in their upcoming starts.
Well, Benny, we really appreciate your time. Best of luck with Trip Notes Pro. It sounds like a valuable handicapping entity, something we want to take a look at, and thankfully it's being offered by our friends at BrizNet coming up this weekend.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me. Good luck when you play this weekend. Enjoy the Breeders' Cup.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Benny.
Yeah, Benny South Street joining us, and glad to have him. Have you looked at that product, James? Is that something that you do yourself, trip handicapping? Or might it be a situation where if you're really abreast on a certain circuit that you look at it closely, but maybe in a circuit that you're not nearly as used to, it could be valuable?
I like to take notes on the horses, Dave, but definitely don't have the discipline that Dave is talking about, like really like taking a close look at, you know, elements like the jockey's positioning in the saddle and the stride on the gallop out and such. I just don't have the, don't have the eye for it, don't have the experience, you know, looking for those things. But I definitely am, like, part of my handicapping is, like, writing notes. And I will go back and watch replays and take notes on those replays. Because one thing that I think everybody agrees with a little bit is that sometimes you see a running line and then you go watch a replay of that race. And the running line's pretty vanilla, you know, where it looks like they just raced evenly and they didn't have that trip at all. And I just, for some reason, I just don't think they're always, like, correct the points of calls and the PPs.
I think the more information you can gather, the better, and that's just another source, another helpful tidbit that you can use to help with your handicapping. Let's go out to Charleston, Mississippi.
Here's my phone.
Hey, Charles.
You there, Charles?
Hey, yeah.
How are you? You're joining.
I'm here.
Yeah, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to thank you, and I'm going to tell you why, Dave, I'm going to tell you why I listen to Horse Racing Radio Network, okay? Last week, I loved Secret Oath and Zandon big time. I made all my bets, all my big bets around those two horses, okay? And when I saw Secret Oath was like 220-1, I went off like a Roman candle, okay? I mean, I thought she'd be like 7-5, 8-5. I never dreamed that, you know, she'd be over 2-1.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
But this is why I listen to y'all guys. You and Bobby Newman, he liked Taylor, you liked Xander last week. I got a flip-flop exacta. It didn't stop the bleeding, but it kept me in the game. And on Saturday morning, that guy from Bloodhorse, Vance Hansen.
Yep.
He gave out homebrew, and I like Creative Minister. And I hit a 78-80 exacta box, and I had homebrew on top. And, it saved my bacon. I mean, anybody that's not listening to Horse Racing Radio Network, and you're a serious horse player, you got to be crazy.
Well, Charles, that's awfully nice of you to say.
It's the truth.
And Vance is for Brisnet, Charles, but I'll pass along your
tell him he saved my bacon because, if I hadn't been listening to him, I would have been in the toilet, James. I mean, I was hemorrhaging from every orifice, Dave. But anyway, I love you guys. I listen. Thanks once again, guys, and I'll be listening, okay?
We appreciate Charles. Good luck in your bets this weekend.
Bobby Newman quit taking so many days off, all right?
Hey, James, is there any horse? I know that you like to have a play or two of the weekend. Do you have something you're highlighting this weekend that you're particularly interested in?
You know, I am. And in a little bit, this is a horse that to me, has a little bit of a last race trip element to the tabbing of him. I think that there's two stakes at Churchill Downs on Saturday afternoon. Obviously, the $500,000 Lucas Classic has the Rich Strike, this year's Derby winner, but also has Grade One winners, Happy Saver, Hot Rod Charlie, Art Collector. It's a pretty solid group, the quartet there. But the race before that is the $300,000 ACAC at a mile. It's a Breeders' Cup winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. And the horse, you know, even money favorite on the morning line is Speaker's Corner. I think Speaker's Corner is potentially vulnerable, Dave. I won't be shocked if he goes right to the lead, leaves wire-wire with Junior Alvarado. But I thought he was in better form earlier this year, and I thought he spit the bit pretty quick. I know they were going, you know, fast in the Pat O'Brien, but I just didn't like how he gave it up in upper stretch like he did. And in that race, I thought Senor Buscador really ran a good third. Senor Buscador was a horse that was really well touted after he won his only previous start at a mile, the Springboard Mile, by 5 3/4 lengths. He went to Fairgrounds with the Risen Star, got bet down against Mandaloon and Proxy and Midnight Bourbon, and didn't fire that day, exited the race with an injury. Came back this year outclassed a weak allowance field at Lone Star. And then he really never ran after a slow start in the mile in 16 San Diego. Cuts back to 7 furlongs last time in that Pat O'Brien. Broke slowly, but he was immediately within range of the entire field on the far outside from post 10 that day. And it says even on the comment line in the PPs that Senor Buscador was also set 5-7 wide. I'm telling you, Dave, he's 10 wide. They're 7 across the track, and there's all this space, you know. He is so far out. And I thought that, you know, American Theorem just sort of bumped him as well, like Wayward is on the side, and really got the jump on him. But Senor Buscador was gaining on American Theorem. I thought he had really an improved sneaky effort because Laurel River got the perfect trip that day, slid up the inside and did prove best. And he's going to the Breeders' Cup and is a nice horse, I think, who's a contender in the Dirt Mile for Bob Baffert. And I think Senor Buscador is only going to improve upon that effort and run a big race at a one-turn mile on Saturday in the ACAC. At 12-1 on the morning line, he's the kind of horse that I will not let get past me, like in some vertical exotics underneath as well.
If you agree with James, let us know. If you strongly disagree, let us know. 888-966-4776. 888-966-4776. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with Tom from St. Louis and much more on the Briznet.com call-in show on HRRN.
This is the Briznet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Briznet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Briznet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Briznet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Briznet.com/APR. The Briznet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Briznet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Briznet is the handicapper's edge.
Join us at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races on Saturday, October 8th, for the 36th annual West Virginia Breeders' Classics. It's the premier night of racing for West Virginia Breds on the Charlestown calendar and features this year's Charlestown Classic runner-up, Wadeeb. He'll look to join the likes of the great Russell Road as a repeat winner of the Sam Huff West Virginia Breeders' Classic. The card features 10 stakes races worth a total of $1 million. It's the 36th annual West Virginia Breeders' Classics on Saturday, October 8th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Don't miss the Equine Forum every Saturday from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on HRRN. Mike Penna brings you the latest in thoroughbred racing, featuring interviews with trainers, jockeys, owners, and other racing insiders. Plus, exclusive segments you won't hear anywhere else. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays, 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern, on Sirius 216, XM 204, and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Kendrick Carmuch. You're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network, HRRN.
This is the Briznet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
What's on your mind in the world of horse racing? Did you have a big score last weekend? Is there a horse that you are keying on this weekend? We'd love to hear from you on the Briznet.com call-in show, 888-966-4776, 888-966-HRRN. Dave Friedman with James Scully. Let's go out to the phone lines. Tom in St. Louis.
Dave and James. Starting the Thursday happy hour with you gentlemen. How are you today?
Outstanding.
Really good, Tom.
Good, good. Before I get to things, I kind of want to agree with James on one thing and take it a step farther. I think Speaker's Corner is a definite play against this week. And I also look sometimes in the first step, usually on Thursday as I do the first walkthrough of my past performances, I look for horses to play against. I truly think everybody makes a big deal of Rich Strike. I think he's one of the first horses I would play against. And, Dave, you mentioned earlier the victory in the Oklahoma Derby of Shake, Rattle, and Roll, or Rattle and Roll.
Yep, Rattle and Roll. Horse. Yep.
Rattle and Roll won the St. Louis Derby. And, you know, I don't know after you win the Kentucky Derby if that's just not impressive enough of a thing to win. But I was always born. My father was a trainer. You run horses where you can win. There's no way that horse had a chance to run the win the Travers. That horse should have ran in the St. Louis Derby. And, you know, Rattle and Roll had a pretty good little record you know, it was when the St. Louis Derby won the Oklahoma Derby. I think that horse, you know, and I don't know where it fit on the calendar, obviously, a week, but instead of running the Oklahoma Derby, that horse had more of a chance to win the Lucas Classic than Rich Strike. So, you know, I look at those lineup play against.
Well, Tom, we appreciate your thoughts. What do you think about
the sun rises? What do I mean? Was that me or asking?
Well, I wanted to get James's thoughts on what you're saying about where you're running Rich Strike. Do you think Rich Strike is completely out of his element, James?
No. I mean, you know, he made $85,000 running fourth in the Travers, and he got beat a nose in the neck for second. So I thought he ran a really good race in there. He's 2-for-2 at Churchill Downs, and I think going to run in the Remington Park or Oklahoma Derby. You know, listen, I mean, to me, the horse was exposed in a sense in the Belmont, and everybody's going to put a lot of stock in that effort. But he wasn't right after the Derby. He was on the vets list for a reason. His reports I heard, which are completely unsubstantiated and just total rumors, but were that his back was all out of sorts and he was all stiff. And it took him a while before he was, back to himself. And, so I can give him that race. And I look at the Derby and I even look at his third in the Jeff Ruby Stakes. He was a proven at that point. He took a huge step forward, obviously, in the Derby, but he ran well in the Travers, considering he just probably got very little out of the Belmont. He just ran around the track and hadn't run since June 11th. I thought that was a real good showing. And, you know, the Lucas Classic isn't some grade one race. Now, granted, it came up like a grade one with Art Collector and Happy Saver and Hot Rod Charlie, but to me, it was a realistic race to point to this fall for Rich Strike.
Well, Tom, we appreciate your call. I want to ask James about something that both of you have said. You both think Speaker's Corner is vulnerable. Let me just kind of play devil's advocate. Could he be controlling speed?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely that's the concern is he's going to, you know, show speed. You would think he's going to show pace from the rail because, you know, he doesn't want to get caught in there. But, you know, I'm saying, if he's never run at Churchill Downs, and what if he doesn't get out of the gate that sharply, then he could be in trouble. And there's some other horses in there that, may not be as quick as him on paper, but they're eligible to be hustled from the starting gate and perhaps mixing it up a little bit, up front. We'll see. Like, you know, number 7 Injunction is one that I was looking at, and maybe Twilight Blue from the outside. It's a thing to me where if you're not running your best races at the current time and you were running them like earlier in the season, that makes you potentially vulnerable, especially if you're going to be odds on, like your Speaker's Corner perhaps will be in the even money morning line favorite.
Bobby Newman and I will pick that race and a dozen others on tomorrow's Weekend Stakes preview between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can get it on demand at horseracingradio.net and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Let's go out to John in Florida.
Gentlemen, I'm glad James made a statement about Rich Strike, because a couple of weeks ago, Bobby Newman said that was the worst Kentucky Derby winner he's ever seen. I really wanted to ask Bobby if he meant before the Derby or after the Derby. In other words, was it because of his form before or after? Because James just pointed out he ran a real good race in the Travers. He got 105 Byron in that race. I can name a lot of Kentucky Derby winners that never ran back to 105. So I'm glad he pointed that out. Even his Belmont wasn't as bad as it looked. He got beat 13 lengths, but he didn't get the proper setup, you know, for his style of racing. So I'm glad James brought that up, because Rich Strike, you know, he may not be the best horse, but he's the type of horse that's always going to get a piece with his running style.
Well, John, we appreciate your call and your information there. Yeah, go ahead, James.
Yeah, and I thought that was a great point by John, because to me, a little bit of it is going to be measured by your competition. I mean, I give Rich Strike credit for beating Epicenter. I look at Epicenter today, and that horse is a beast. I mean, he's a really good 3-year-old. Hey, he could easily run second in the Breeders' Cup Classic. And, you know, even Zandon, you know, Zandon's in that race. Taba's in that race. Cyberknife's in that field. There are a lot of good horses in that race. And I think if you look back at, you know, some previous derbies, they weren't that deep. You know, even like when, you know, Country House, you know, I know he didn't win that race, but there's definitely been some derbies where horses like Orb in 2013, he never came close to running back to that race. He got drilled in every start after that. To me, he's like a one hit wonder. And, you know, he did win the Florida Derby and the Fountain of Youth, but that was just a real small stretch and he was never the same again. And there have been a lot of horses like John referenced that never won again. And Rich Strike hadn't won again, but to me, you know, he's only run twice and he's that horse that's, you know, has a chance to still keep improving and show more as going forward.
He's facing older horses for the first time in Saturday's Lucas Classic at Churchill Downs, and it's a good group, including Art Collector and Happy Saver and Hot Rod Charlie. Do you like Rich Strike? Do you passionately like someone else, James?
Well, that's a race to me. I mean, you were asking me about pace with the Speaker's Corner, and, you know, I look at that Lucas Classic, and I'm thinking Art Collector has a big shot to get out there and run a big race. You know, one thing about, like, horses like Happy Saver, you know, he's run pretty well at Churchill Downs, but he's run second. I mean, he's run second in five straight races, Happy Saver has. And granted, he got beat a half length in the Cork, but believe me, that was a misleading. Maxfield was always much the best, I thought, in that race last year. He's never really a threat to win. And I worry about Hot Rod Charlie's form right now. So to me, you know, Art Collector is the horse to beat. He's going real good now off of that Charlestown Classic win, and he won the Aladar as well. And he could be controlling speed, and he's a two-time winner at Churchill.
If you have thoughts on this weekend's races or maybe a horse you saw last week that you've got your eye on, you've made a note about, you're going to play next time out, maybe you like someone in the Breeders' Cup, let us know. 888-966-4776, 888-966-4776. We'll come back with more on the Brisnet Call-In Show on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Brisnet.com Call-In Show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Join us at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races on Saturday, October 8th, for the 36th annual West Virginia Breeders' Classics. It's the premier night of racing for West Virginia Breds on the Charlestown calendar and features this year's Charlestown Classic runner-up, Wadeeb. He'll look to join the likes of the great Russell Road as a repeat winner of the Sam Huff West Virginia Breeders' Classic. The card features 10 stakes races worth a total of $1 million. It's the 36th annual West Virginia Breeders' Classics on Saturday, October 8th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Gulfstream Park Sunshine Meet offers live thoroughbred racing Friday through Sunday this fall, with stakes races on October 8th, 29th, November 4th, 5th, and 19th. There's plenty of action to bet on. Join us for thrilling action around every turn and collectible hospitality. And enjoy the races outdoors at the new Carousel Club, or cool off in a private suite or our trackside restaurant and pub. For reservations, tickets, and more, head to GulfstreamPark.com.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Kurt Becker. Join me each week on the Equine Forum as I take you on a stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. This week, I look back at the racing career of Take Charge Lady. Listen live on the Equine Forum every Saturday morning on Sirius 216 or XM 204, or visit our website at horseracingradio.net to access the archives and enjoy past editions. It's a stroll through racing history with me, Kurt Becker, presented by Keeneland, only here on HRRN.
This is HRRN, your exclusive home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
For engineer Lee Della Pina and with James Scully, Dave Friedman on the Brisnet.com call-in show. Don't forget, tomorrow it's a new edition of Betting with Bobby presented by Caesars Racebook from 4 to 6. Bobby joined by Horacio De Paz, who's got two horses running in stakes races, graded stakes in New York, and Tom Quigley, seminar host at Santa Anita, to talk about a terrific weekend out in California. And then tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, I'll join Bobby on the weekend stakes preview as we'll go through 13 graded stakes. Saturday morning, the Equine Forum, presented by Twin Spires from 8 until 11 Eastern. If you've got thoughts on this week's races, give us a call. 888-966-4776. 888-966-4776.
I've got a question for you, Dave, about that. But with Horacio De Paz, I mean, I wonder how he, you know, got with Michael Ryan and training for him. I mean, because he's got that Be Your Best in. She's an Irish bred filly by Muharrar, which, you know, if you see an Irish bred filly like that, you almost expect to see it. At least I do, in the barn of guys like Chad Brown or Belmont or other prominent trainers. So that's a pretty good get for Horacio De Paz, I think.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and that hopefully Bobby can get the answer to that question. De Paz has two good ones going this weekend because he's got a Be Your Best in the Grade 2 Miss Grillo, a Noble Emotion in the Grade 3 Belmont Turf Stakes. So it'll be interesting to hear that conversation tomorrow on Betting with Bobby between 4 and 6 p.m. What do you have going on over at Brisnet right now?
Well, our big special this week, I mean, we've got an opportunity to hear from Benny South Street earlier, but we're going to have PPs. We have a free PPs when you make a bet on that track through Twin Spires for Churchill and Santa Anita by the Trip Note Pros. Check that out at check it out at brisnet.com. You'll see more information about that under our past performance section, and we'll have more information as well on the Brisnet social pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This weekend is loaded with Breeders' Cup prep races. And I know maybe we shy away from saying Breeders' Cup prep races because these are $500,000 and $300,000 sort of races. If you're betting New York racing this weekend, James, what do you do with Life is Good? 1-9, that price on the morning line suggests an absolute cinch. And if you look at the four horses running against Life is Good, it's sort of hard to imagine them beating him. That being said, if you're playing a pick four or a pick five, I hate horses like this because you get no value if they win. And if they lose, you're ripping up your ticket.
Yeah. And one way perhaps to maybe take a look at it is even a pick three, but you know, not playing like a small denomination, you know, maybe like being a little selective in races around. I mean, you can do that as well in a pick four especially if you have some strong opinions around, you know, in the races other than the Woodward. But yeah, I mean, he looks like a single. And to me, you know, there's some vulnerable singles from time to time, and I'm wrong playing against horses, but this is just not a good group. I mean, keep me in mind, you know, I do like that horse a little bit, you know, moving forward for Pletcher, but no way I think he's going to be good enough to challenge Life is Good on Saturday, Dave.
If Life is Good runs well and wins, where do you put him in the kind of second tier behind Flightline as we handicap the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Well, I mean, it depends a little bit on how much speed there's in there, because let me just say this. I mean, you know, I mean, beating Flightline is going to be a monumental task, but we saw in the 2020 Breeders' Cup, especially like on that Breeders' Cup Friday, where these horses like Nashville and others, and they didn't win many races. I don't know if he ever won any other graded stakes after that, but he went out and ran 6 furlongs wire to wire on 107-1 or something. And, you know, people were saying he could win the Breeders' Cup Sprint the next day. And the next day, you know, it was won off the pace by Whitfield. So, you know, to me, that track, though, my whole point is, I mean, there were other races as well, Nixco and the Dirt Mile. That track can play speed favoring at times. And if you have a horse like Life is Good, even though he's got to go 10 furlongs in the Breeders' Cup Classic, he's definitely among the top tier of the contenders right behind Flightline, with Epicenter and Taba, I guess. Right now, those are the three that are the definitive main threats, in a sense. But Life is Good. Obviously, the 10 furlong question is the major, is 10 furlongs distance is the major question mark, but his speed is dangerous.
Before we call it a night, I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of the races out west this weekend. There are several Breeders' Cup win and you're in races. I'm fascinated by the Santa Anita Sprint Championship, where you have Forbidden Kingdom making his first start since all the way back in April in the Santa Anita Derby. First versus older, long layoff, and is the morning line favored over the veteran CC Rocket, who maybe has seen better days. I think it's an interesting field, though, with the lightly raced Kid Corleone, Toto Fino, who was just sensational in his North American debut. Did you have an opinion in the Santa Anita Sprint Championship?
Yes, I think Forbidden Kingdom's going to come back and crush him. I do. I just don't think there's enough space in that race. Or, you know, I just think, you know, I look at his races sprinting, even that Sam. His races sprinting last year were okay. And he came back in that San Vicente, and I thought he ran just terrific. I thought that was a monstrous performance. He obviously had to pursue, like, the Derby, in a sense, when he won the San Felipe wire-to-wire like he did. But longer distances were never going to be in the cards for him. The Breeders' Cup will be a pretty quick task after he crushes these horses on Saturday. Pretty quick turnaround, but he's definitely got a shot at least. You know, he's sort of like Gecko Zulu. To me, those horses have a lot of class, and, you know, you're asking them to do a lot in a sense, but they got a shot wire to wire. And I said Whitfield. I don't know why Whitmore won that Breeders' Cup Sprint.
What about the Awesome Again? Bob Baffert has won it 7 times. He's got 4 of 8 horses, including the likely favorite Country Grammar. Was there someone you liked in there?
You know, Express Train didn't really run any. I mean, he quit by the far turn in the Pacific Classic, but he runs better races than Santa Anita. So if anybody's going to beat Country Grammar, it's going to be, I thought, Express Train. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Country Grammar bounce back with a victory, because he didn't run poorly in that race. You know, Vance Hansen wrote a Vance on that race, and I read it, and he was like, one could excuse him if he thought he won the race. Flightline was so far in front of him, and he was so far in front of Royal Ship in third that, you know, he was all by himself. He's good enough to win that. He's run some good races in Southern California, like winning the Gold Cup last year at Santa Anita for Bob Baffert. No surprise if he bounces back with a victory.
Well, James, we appreciate your expertise. Good luck in your wagering this weekend.
Hey, thank you so much, Dave. Always a pleasure. I enjoy talking horses with you, and wish everybody in our audience the best of luck this weekend.
James Scully from BrizNet and Twin Spires on our BrizNet.com call-in show. Bobby Newman and I will select the winners of 13 different stakes races tomorrow between 6 and 7 on the weekend stakes preview. And don't forget Betting with Bobby, presented by Caesars Sportsbook, tomorrow between 4 and 6, as Bobby will be joined by Horacio DePaz and Tom Quigley to talk about Horacio DePaz's two stakes horses going on Saturday in New York and everything going on out west with Tom Quigley at Santa Anita. For James Scully and Lee Delapina, I'm Dave Friedman. This has been the BrizNet.com call-in show. We will talk to you tomorrow on HRRN.